Floor.
Thank you, Chair. This is my first week as Commonwealth Secretary General, but it is not my first week of dealing with the issues we are debating today. This is a challenge that faces us all. I agree with the Secretary General that we need to break down the silos which separate us. It's not about one region or one religion. We in the Commonwealth know that more than most. That is why I was so keen to come here today. Preventing violent extremism has to be one of our top priorities. There can be no greater responsibility than ensuring the safety and security of our citizens. The changing nature of violence in today's world is alarming, and it affects us all. I believe this starts with women and children. That means we need to start in the home and in schools. We are working with UN Women on supporting legal decision makers on cases of violence against women, because if there isn't peace in the home, there cannot be peace in our world. Education about the other, teaching that difference is something to celebrate and not to fear. This needs to start in primary schools. We need to guide young people towards positive involvement with their peers and with wider society as nation builders. Such interventions enable mothers and young people to address social exclusion, ethnic or religious prejudice, and politically motivated violence at grassroots, where they can be potent catalysts for inclusion and help avert alienation. But this work needs to start earlier and younger than it traditionally has. Our heads of government agreed in Malta last November to establish a new dedicated unit within the Commonwealth Secretariat to strengthen national, regional, and global action on preventing violent extremism, and I commit our support to efforts of the high-level group which is to be set up by the UN. This will be carried forward in collaboration with civil society and education networks, and by empowering young people to work with us on the solutions we need. If extremists can recruit a young person with just 3 emails, we need to know how and why, so that we can recruit them to our message instead. Supporting our member states with devising and implementing their own national strategies by countering radicalization, strengthening their national human rights institutions and the rule of law. And there are 4 strands we are looking at for a Commonwealth plan of action to prevent violent extremism. These will develop alternative narratives and foster dialogue, support effective environments for good governance, human rights and the rule of law as part of delivering the UN SDGs and the values of the Commonwealth Charter. We'll harness the power of education and the media. We'll empower our young people, because by promoting our rights-based approach, we can really emphasize the respect for diversity and pluralism. And violence can be defeated, but we need the widest and most inclusive alliances of government, international agencies, civil society organizations, the private sector actors, legal bodies, educators, youth workers, and health professionals. Working together in concert, we can build societies that are safer, more stable, more inclusive, and more peaceful. We can win this if we choose. Thank you.